This episode is brought to you by churchpodcasthq.com, our service in which our team supports your church's podcast. Now, we're going to discuss what all this service entails later in this episode, but if you'd rather learn more about it right now, check out churchpodcasthq.com. That's churchpodcasthq.com. Now, speaking of podcasts, unfortunately, many churches are still not prioritizing their podcast presence. Either they don't see the value in having one, or they simply don't have the time or expertise to set up and keep up with a podcast. In this episode, our producer, Bo Snyder, and I discuss why you need a podcast, what it takes to start one, and how you can keep your podcast feed engaging with quality content. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. You have done the audio, you've done it well. Now you really want to do a little bit with video. So here's the two massively ginormous, cannot emphasize them enough, prerequisites to doing video. The first, you have to prove to yourself that you can produce and publish quality audio-only content consistently. I would say for at least 90 days. Prove to yourself that, hey, we established a weekly or a bi-weekly schedule or whatever, and now we can do that, and we've done it. And we're not just planning on doing it. We've done it now consistently for at least 90 days, if not more.
Right. Get to the point where it's not necessarily on autopilot, but it's like, okay, we've got this down now.
Yeah,
it's not a headache. We've figured out our process and kind of just how the technical side is, our scheduling. We've gotten through that, and now it just rolls.
Yep.
So get to that point first.
And this might seem kind of silly, and I actually don't have the notes that just came to me, and I don't think we did this, but I would say, even before you invest in anything, get used to like taking out your phone and setting it up and just recording yourself while you're recording the audio. That video is never going to be used. It's just going to get used to having a camera in the room, if you will.
That's a good point, dude.
Because it adds a weird dynamic.
That's a good point.
Or a different dynamic.
Listen, dude, I'm big into the outdoors. I don't know if anybody knows. I'm a big outdoor guy.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. Plug yourself. Go for it, man.
Yeah. Plug myself. Snyder Outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went on a couple hunts last year to Wyoming, shot some antelope and whatever. I was having my family, my brothers and my dad do interviews, and they were telling me, oh, yeah, I'll get through it real easy, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I've been here before. And I tell you, man, I set everything up, turned the camera on, and all three of them, of course, they're doing it at different times, mm-hmm. all three of them just froze up. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that, like you said, I don't care if you're Tucker Carlson, I don't care who you are, mm-hmm. it takes time to get used to doing something in front of a camera. It's just something scientific about it. People don't like it. It's kind of a stage fright type thing. Even if you're the only person in the room, it's weird. So anyway, that is an excellent point. Even if you're never going to use it, just put the camera there, talk to it,
Just get used to,
like I said, in the room to just talk. Yeah.
Just get it used to in the room, especially if you are making like solo content.
Yes.
Because man, I will tell you this: it took me so long to get used to talking to this camera.
Yeah, and you're good at it now.
There's still times. I mean, you don't see all the cuts where I'm like, I start talking. You've seen a few of them where I'm like, we'll just start talking. I'm just like, yeah, you idiot, that's awful, you know. And I'll just completely lose. Yeah, you see this in editing, but Bo gets to laugh at me.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're gonna just want to make sure that you're ready for that step, if you will. And you have to be committed to make the investment of time and resource to do the video the right way. Don't just say, oh yeah, I'm going to take my phone and I'm going to put it in portrait mode and whatever. And I mean, not to say you can't use a phone, but there's a lot more to it, like we said, than just the actual camera and that. It's not necessarily as simple as setting up, oh, well, I'm just going to add a camera to my microphone now. Not necessarily that easy.
Right.
So here's just kind of some rapid fire sections here. Three keys, because like I said, there is that weird dynamic that's very different of having a camera in the room now. So there's three keys to confidently delivering the video content. So this would apply more to the solo content, like if you're just kind of, like I said, giving some type of a challenge or some type of a teaching done through video. So first, you got to develop your content. Just don't go off the cuff.
There's been a couple times in the past, hey, we'll talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and when it's conversational, it's a little different.
It is.
Because we can be a little bit more free-flowing.
We can feed off each other.
But when you're by yourself.
Yes.
Especially when you're by yourself and there's literally no one else in the room.
Right.
You think it would be easy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
We learned a while ago it's best to take the time for an outline. You know, we've done that with just, you know, podcasts. What did we call it before? It was just the Must Increase Podcast.
Must Increase Podcast is where it started. Yeah.
Yeah, when I started. Yeah. So, but we learned quick. It's like, no, plan it out, mm-hmm. schedule it. You know, your next part is actually rehearse it a little bit.
Yep.
And we used to do it just talking. Hey, what are we talking about on Monday? Yep. We just kind of talk through it a little bit.
And we're not saying to like script everything word for word.
No.
Just at least have an outline.
It's pretty much the art of, you know, when someone gets up to speak at a conference or whatever. Okay, the best speakers are the ones that you'd think they're just going off the cuff.
No,
they've rehearsed this 1,000 times.
Yep.
You know, that's a little bit exaggerated there.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the best speakers rehearse.
You would think they're just talking, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
But no, they've practiced this.
Now the beauty of the world of video is you do have the option for multiple takes.
Sure.
So that can be a blessing and a curse. Because you can think, oh, I'll just start over, you know, and then you wind up having 60 takes of the same thing, and it's really annoying to edit. But you do have that option. Right? You're looking at me like, yeah, you've done that before.
welcome. It's like, just keep
welcome
going.
Welcome to the church. My name's that's not it. And then for video, you want to really make sure you're speaking in that conversational tone. I've one of the best tips I heard, I think, was from like Carrie Newhoff. Imagine a specific person, like be as specific as possible, mm-hmm. that you know, and that you, hey, they could benefit from this content, and pretend you're presenting it to them.
Wow, that's
you know, just
good.
Think of, you know, like there's this guy I think of from time to time. He's called me over the years about, you know, advice on things and whatever. He pastors a smaller church. Sometimes I just think about him,
really,
and I just go, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell this guy how to whatever, and I'll.
It's not bad, Kerry.
Yeah, thanks, Kerry.
Newhouse got some ideas.
Great advice.
Nice.
Welcome on the podcast anytime. So you want to speak though in that tone, because that's also going to make sure, because the temptation of a preacher,
mm-hmm.
Or someone who's used to public speaking, is to speak to the camera like it's a public event,
right?
And you're using really big gestures, and you're probably projecting too much. I've been there.
This is not a drama stage. No, once again, same thing. My brothers did this last week because I had that smart lav on them, mm-hmm. you know. And I told them before they started, because I was like, guys, the mic is right there.
Yep.
Even though the camera's like 10 feet away.
Yep.
You know, I was like, you know, and both of them, you know, I was like, whoa. Just, you're talking to one person. You're not talking to a crowd.
Yep.
It's one person right in front of you. You know, it just took them a second, but it's a great point.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm so and so. It's like, whoa, easy.
So, you want to just, like I said, be conversational. Yeah, really, just try to think like, hey, I'm just talking to one person.
That's a good point.
You know?
I like that.
So now, like I said, before we get the camera, we got to talk about lighting real fast.
Real quick,
so three quick principles of lighting.
Sure.
First of all, if you want to keep in mind the standard kind of 3-point lighting framework, I think it's key light, fill light, backlight. It's not always possible, but the concept can be applied, because here's the overlying concept. The most dominant light source should be the one in front of you or your subject.
Of course.
Because, you know, it's like we've talked before, if I kill my production light there, I'm not going to fool with it right now, but I actually have demonstrated this live on the podcast before. If I kill my production light, my main light right there, I start to look a little bit of like a silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when like you're sitting in front of a window.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like you just look like State's Witness. I mean, you're just completely. if you remember that rule about making sure that the dominant light is in front of you.
Yeah.
So if you do have a window, try to keep that window like actually angled at your face.
Right.
You know?
Here, little quick thing for production people. You could go on YouTube and just type in key light and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have 1,000 videos just showing you how to do that. It's really easy. It's, once again, you can get, you know, a little bit farther into it than necessary, but just don't have things super dark. Don't have things mm-hmm. super bright. I mean, there's a little bit of science behind it, but you can figure that out. But once you, this is what's great. You know, we talked about 5-minute setup.
Mm-hmm.
Once we figured out where things are, they stay there, and that's good. You know, so
I mean, I have to plug. Can you grab the little wand light back there? The
sitting
on the top shelf. I have to plug it. Just show it to the camera there. I mean, this thing
is
amazing.
It's not a lightsaber.
Nope, but and there's no battery in it, so I don't know. Yeah, you can.
Wow, anyways,
shout out to Drew Shetler. He introduced us to these. We've got a couple of them. Oh, that battery's dead, of course. You know, we don't have to show it like illuminated. But I just want to say, I'll just keep on talking until you get it working.
Give Drew credit. Shout out to Drew.
Yeah, Drew did a great. This light is just so versatile. There it is, right there. It's got the orange filter on right now, but that orange filter comes out in nice white light. You could even change the colors. Remember, they're synced.
That's right.
Which is a kind of cool and kind of not. We can't figure out how to get, but they're synced. Like, you turn one off because we have another one that's Bose main light right now. So I did have to shout those out real quick, because if you say, hey, I do want something a little bit more advanced, I think those are like, I want to say in the $100 price range.
Dude, they are, those lights are the light version of these.
Of the smart lock. Yep.
Dude.
We have two of them. We take them everywhere.
Listen.
We just got done with a huge production, I'm really excited to start talking about. We're just not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
But that's all, I believe for almost every scene, all we had, just those two lights. Are you one of the many churches that is still not prioritizing your podcast? Maybe you haven't seen the value until now, or maybe you just don't have the time or expertise to set it up and keep up with a podcast. Well, we can help you have an effective podcast presence so that your church can have the best possible online presence and continue to reach and grow more people through the power of digital media. We handle the setup and ongoing support of your church's podcast by uploading up to 5 episodes per week. And we can get started at no cost to you with a free 14-day trial, during which time we can set up your podcast hosting, develop an episode template with intros and outros, or even design fresh cover art for your podcast feed. This way, you can get a preview of the work we can do for you and make sure our team and process is a good fit for your church. It's important to us that we make sure we are a good fit, because we actually limit the number of podcasts we support so that we can give each one the attention it needs to succeed. Now, with that in mind, we are only able to accept a handful of new podcasts to support at this time. So if you're interested, you'll need to sign up very soon. You can see which podcast support plan is right for your church and start your free 14-day trial at churchpodcasthq.com. Also, as an added bonus, your church will get a complimentary membership to Church Media HQ. This is valued up to $299, that's $299 a month, and it's going to be yours at no additional cost when you hire our team to manage your church podcast at churchpodcasthq.com. Again, space is limited, so pick your plan and start your free 14-day trial today at churchpodcasthq.com. That's churchpodcasthq.com.
When it comes to this podcast stuff, if you are a good content producer, if you have good, you know, you're a good, decent speaker, you have this, and you got a couple of these lights.
Yep. And a good phone.
Yeah, and a good phone. Mm-hmm. That is all. And once again, this process, you'll learn, once you learn the process, you're good. Like, that's really the barest bones of a podcast production.
Yep.
Is content, a phone, one of these, $80, $70 bucks, and a couple of those lights.
Yep.
You're good to go.
So maybe I don't have that in these notes, but I do need to remember to try to drop a link to that in the show notes,
because
that is a great resource. So, and then, you know, other than that, though, just use what's available to you. I mean, you got lamps. We keep an overhead light on.
I love working with lamps.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And we've got an overhead light on right here that gives us a nice fill, you know. So, I mean, it's, you can use with what you got. Wasn't it like Avengers Endgame where we noticed, like, dude, like in like Tony Stark's little cabin, there's lamps everywhere.
Oh, there's.
But it just brings such a cool element.
It's a different ambiance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lamps.
So that's lighting. So kind of 3 shotgun principles now of camera operation. And Bo, this is a little more your field, so feel free to dive in at any time on this and tell me I'm wrong. Again, we're not talking about a specific camera. We're talking about operating any camera. You want to get a stable shot. So that means if you get a tripod or a stabilizer, even for your phone,
I've got a little 3-prong thing. It's easy. I mean, super easy. I mean, dude, you can, if you don't have one, you can set it up with a bunch of books or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
you want a stable shot, because if not, then when here, this has happened a couple times. You see it shaking over there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I've done that. So a couple times you're like, why? What's the earthquake going on there? No, that's because I bumped something and Bo's camera shook here. But that's my bad. But anyways, you want to get a stable shot. Then you want to make sure it's the right angle and orientation.
Always try to be level with the eyes.
Yes.
For the most part. Yep. I mean, you can go a little bit above, but you know, don't be like, weird. Yeah.
Yeah, which, speaking of which, I've had you crooked there for a little while.
So I'll fix that in post.
Yeah, fix that in post.
some things I can.
Well, I bumped this thing so many times. Yeah. Anyways, I'm still working on getting an ideal setup for the second.
Yeah, semester. I know.
You know, we're still working on it. Yeah. We got the kind of the host thing. Anyways, moving on. And so so you want to stable shot and then, yeah, get the right angle and also shoot in landscape mode, in horizontal mode. Yeah.
It doesn't need to be 4K, people.
Oh, no. You want to avoid getting 4K. You want to avoid getting too fancy too soon.
No need for it.
Secondary angles, moving shots. Remember when we tried a moving shot on the podcast a while back?
Yeah.
And it was like, I think like my brother was being our secondary cameraman the whole time. I think like two of them worked.
Yeah.
You know,
it just wasn't it. The only way that works is people have a robotic thing set up and it just goes back and forth.
That's all it does.
And it's actually synced up with the other ones where they just lay it out.
Yeah.
But it's
not. And a lot of times people are doing like live mixing and stuff.
Yeah,
and so
it's
yeah,
not
that,
really,
one angle it for each guest, I suppose, is more than enough.
More than enough.
So let's talk about editing.
Okay.
All right. Because editing is going to be a huge part of it. All right. So you've got things like graphics and overlays to consider. There's nothing wrong with keeping it really basic. I think at the beginning of each episode, we have title. Hey, this is Luke. And maybe this is Bo. And then it says like, subscribe to our channel. I think that's about it now.
It is. Listen, there was a time, I think it was the beginning of last year. It was before COVID, I think. You did an episode or a little bit of a series. I don't even know what the series was. But I went through and I made notes and like text and moving graphics for like everything you said. It took me like a week.
Dude, I remember that.
And I got to the end. I was like, why did I do that?
Yep.
And once again, that might not even been worth it if I've got 5,000 people watching. You know, but I mean, there was just a small audience at that time. And that just simply wasn't worth it. It looked good for the two people that actually saw it.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, I say that to say, don't overkill it with that stuff. Because even still to this point, most people, simple and clean is just best.
Yep.
It just is. You don't need all that extra stuff.
And here's the thing to know or to consider. Most people, almost virtually everybody, is never going to know what you didn't do.
Yes.
So in other words, it's like, well, man, it'd be super cool if we could do all these like cool graphics and overlays and transitions. No one's ever going to know. And
yeah.
I guarantee you, if you're watching out there, you've not even sat there and thought like, oh, why aren't they doing more overlays? Because we just don't, you know? Like I said, you get the little one at the beginning and you get our little like opening splash screen and that's it.
Dude,
you know?
Some of the best podcasts I listen to is like they don't even have an intro like music or anything.
Yeah.
They just like, and today we're talking about
Let's get right into it.
They just get right into it. And it's like, I don't even really think about an intro because I'm there for the content.
So don't get hung up on these graphics and these overlays. And then again, now if you are pulling, like for example, kind of rewinding back to your sermons and you've got something where you've got like, you're able to pull in the graphics from your actual like slides and whatever. And you've got ProPresenter or some software that does it. Obviously that's fine, but don't feel like you got to do a lot of stuff in post.
Yeah.
Go through and like add these things after the fact. You had to do that for a guy one time, didn't you? Like he had a sermon and he wanted you to like, after the fact, go in and add slides to a sermon.
Yeah, that was tough. It was probably unnecessary.
Yeah, but hey, he wanted it.
He wanted it.
Now let's think about music and audio enhancement. Of course, music's going to shape the tone of the video.
Sure.
And a little bit of audio effect goes a long way. This is another thing I've learned the hard way.
Yep.
We talk about normalizing your audio with a tool like Aphonic. That's definitely... I will say, and a mistake I've made before, we've talked about this on one of our past productions, I just tried way too hard to try to like tweak the audio, and in some scenes it was really bad. It made it way worse.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the best thing you can do is to leave it alone.
Yeah.
The only things that I would say, hey, check this every time you record something, you know, I'd say normalize it, and then you'll kind of get to where you can recognize, okay, that room tone is really bad, something kind of kicked on, or sometimes the AC can be loud, something like that.
Yep.
And there's a pretty easy thing you can do in whether it's Premiere or Audition, that's where just throw it on there. It kind of takes that frequency out. It kind of goes away.
Yep.
But don't worry. If it's something you don't understand, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, again,
why do you equalize this? It's like, don't worry about it. It's going
to
be fine.
Again, I'd throw it back to Aphonic. I mean, try that.
Yeah,
because Aphonic has paid tiers, but you can also, like, you can use it for free. And so I would say, hey, trust something like that and then leave it be on your audio side of things. Cuts and angles. This is going to depend on the length of the video. So, I mean, the longer the video, if you did have two solid angles, it's good to cut every once in a while, you know, not, but it is some, again, we're all just think these are things to consider in the editing process.
Sure.
I stopped giving time estimates here on video because it just take everything you heard about audio and multiply it by 5 or 10.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Pretty much. That's
right. And then special effects and transitions, things like that. Use that with caution. That's oftentimes way more distracting.
A lot of people do too much with that, man. Way too much.
All these like, you know, whooshes and slides and stuff. Anyway, so. Okay, Bo. So this is kind of the last thing I want to do as we close out this this part where we're talking about video. I'm going to hand you, this is my phone.
Oh.
Go ahead and start recording, if you will.
Yep.
We're going to try to give like a little tour of the studio I have here, okay, or that we have here. So this is, over the years, I guess it's been in the past year or so, we transitioned from, we had an office space, and then we no longer needed that because COVID happened, and then we were like, oh, yeah, we can all just work remotely. And so basically we decided to okay, time out. My contacts bother me. Do you see like a contact falling out of my eye or something? Oh, I'm back. I'm good.
Okay.
Contact issues.
All right. I got to go in about 10 anyway. So
yeah,
I think we're about perfect. So
I'll start from there. Okay, so it would have been about a year ago we made a transition from having an office to everybody working remotely. And so in that process, I had to move everything home, you know, had to move everything to a home studio. So this is just a room in my house, okay? And I'm going to kind of walk you through how we have it set up. Now, what you see on our main angle, obviously, this is the camera, our Sony A7S. And then it is actually connected with a teleprompter. And I don't know if you can get an angle around here, Bo, but you can actually but you can see how I've actually got it worked out to where whatever's on my computer, I can view on the teleprompter there. So it's pretty nice because I can, you know, have a script there or even just look at notes there without having to look away. So that's pretty nice. I'll hold it over here for a minute. This is our secondary angle. That's Bo's angle, which, yes, it is just an iPhone 8 Plus. Again, we would love to do more with it, but right now that's where we're at. Using what we have, you know, then our microphones. So this is Rode Podcaster Pro. I honestly forget the whole technical name. Oh, just read it off the side there. Yeah, Rode Procaster. There it is. And then Bo's got one over there as well. And then our stands. Get our stands here as well. Anyways, I'll swing it back over to you. And lighting wise, I don't know if you swing around and get our LED light back there. So that's our LED light. We've got two of those. Those are some of the first lights I bought. And honestly, they don't move very well. They're not very portable. So they were super great for just having just set up in here permanently. Of course, you've seen our wand lights before. We talked about those. We've already shown you our lapel that we use from time to time. Bo, hand the phone back over here to me.
Yeah.
I'll show you our audio recorder. I really do love this thing. Nothing's perfect. It's glitches on me a couple times, but this Podtrac P4, I think these things are like $400 or something like that, or $300 something, but it records the audio on two separate channels.
Right. We love that. Again, that's an editor.
Game changer. Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here? We showed you our stands, camera. We kind of walked through. Oh yeah. I'll show you this while I still have it. This is called an Elgato Cam Link, and this allows me to capture from the camera into the computer, which, again, is really nice because this actually captures both the audio and the video. So for solo episodes, I often don't even have to use the Podtrac over here.
Right.
I don't have to use this. I just record everything because it captures my audio. Because I also, I mentioned that Podtrac is piped into the MacBook as well. So when I'm recording through the MacBook, I'm getting my audio and my video synced to both there. I think that's it. I think that kind of hits the highlight. Did I miss anything? Let's see.
That's really about it.
I think that really covers it. So anyways, now, again, all of that, you could stop recording there. Yeah. I think we're good. Unless you have more you want to push up. All of that in terms of, like we said earlier, this is all stuff that we have accumulated over 5 years.
Right.
You know, we started with We've had the camera probably the longest, actually.
Probably.
Because we already had mics, and like I said, we borrowed mics to be audio only first. And that's what you're going to find. You're going to accumulate things over the year. You'll replace things as they need to be replaced. I think my latest addition here is the Cam Link that I showed off, and the Podtrac. Those are the two. But that was kind of like, oh, hey, that was the next step. Let's get to where we can capture one of our video feeds on the live on the computer.
Right.
I just wanted to show that because you wouldn't really – I mean, I guess most people realize if you watch, like, okay, he's probably at a home office of some right. sorts.
But this is the thing, though. If we turned off all – at least before, if we turned off all these lights and stuff, it would just be look like
yeah. –
once again, you don't notice things. Mm-hmm. Kind of like an audio guy.
Yep.
Nobody notices the 10 times the audio guy was fantastic, yep. but they'll notice the one time it
the
wasn't.
The one time he screwed up.
Yeah. Yep. So people don't really realize that this actually does take a lot of work, take a lot of time to set things up. But once you get there, you know, of course, like I said, you'll learn and accumulate things.
Yep.
But it's good to show what goes into it.
Yep. So. And now circling all this back to say, if we spent this particular episode or segment talking about if you did want to take it to the video step. But all of that aside, I can tell you this. If for some reason we had – and this is what I should have done back when we had to take our little break or whatever. If for any reason I had to change production on this podcast, I would eliminate the video and just go back to audio only.
Yeah.
If now, I will do the video as long as we're able to. But if I was in that scenario again, I would say, no, we'll just go audio only because that was part of it. In my mind, I was like, no, I don't want to stop the video. But it would have been very, very doable for me to keep doing audio without doing the video. And so what I'm saying is do not look at this setup and go, well, that's what I want. And if I can't have it, I'm not doing it. No.
Yeah.
Please start with audio only.
Yep.
Start with a clean feed of your sermon and then upgrade from there, if you will. Like then work your way up to the supplemental content and whatever. I would encourage you, though, if you've been doing sermon only for years now, you say, yeah, I got a sermon audio podcast. Well, now I am going to push you. I'm going to say, I'm going to challenge you to do some supplemental content.
Yeah.
Do some conversations or something that's, you know, like you said, intended for just that podcast audience. And just continue to kind of grow it. Don't ever let it become stagnant. Keep trying new things. Keep letting it grow. And if you haven't started a podcast yet, please do. And seriously, if you need help, yes, we do offer, as we've said, churchpodcasthq.com. We can do it for you. But if you're like, yeah, I don't know, I don't have the budget, whatever reason, just reach out to us and ask us questions. We want to help you. We want to make sure that you make it happen. Well, Bo, it's been good, as always. I don't know if you have any closing wonderful thoughts.
No, man, this has been good. I've enjoyed this. And we covered so much good stuff, man. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you again, if you need anything, please reach out and get podcasting. Get it going.
Get podcasting. And just do stuff.
Make it happen. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check the show notes and video description to learn more about products and services from Church Media HQ, as well as details about the show's guests and content contributors. If you find this content helpful, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with other church leaders like you. Also, be sure to check out our newest show, Connection Culture, available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. The creator and executive producer is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to remind you to try something new at your church. Why? Well, because you know that it's so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.